Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Options include Phil's Breakfast with Hill's Pepper Bacon, the Carlton Frank's Pork Loin, or the Rancher's Breakfast with Portage Bay's French Toast. Information at PortageBayCafe.com.
Today we are helping to celebrate new album releases from two award-winning Seattle groups. Birch Pereira and the Gin Joint's latest is called Western Soul. It's another terrific mix of music that harkens back to the pop and swing of the 30s and 40s up to the earliest rock and roll, with many original songs that you will mistake for lost classics. Birch has been nominated for a Golden Ear Award as the 2017 Vocalist of the Year. 15 special guests appear on Western Soul, including singer Kate Voss, who's here as well. Her project, Sunday and Mr. Gessel, featuring her husband, and Gin Joint's guitarist Jason Gessel, is also releasing a new album. When You're Smiling is another collection of classic tunes, call it vintage pop or cowboy jazz. It's a sweet duo with love in their hearts and melody on their minds, and we're thrilled to have both groups in our studios today. Let's begin with a song from the Gin Joints, with Steve Tressler on sax, Ray Larson trumpet, Adrian Van Battenberg behind the drums, Jimmy Harrod with some guest vocals today, Birch Pereira on the bass and singing. Please welcome Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints.
Thank you.
I gotta get my own tuxedo pressed. I got a soap button on my vest. Tonight I got to look my best. Lula's back in town. Gotta find a half a buck somewhere. Shine my shoes and slick my hair and get myself a boutonniere. Lula's back in town. You can tell my pets, my dames ain't coquettes. I sincerely regret that I won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. Then again, I'm not going back home at all. Lula's back in town. Gotta get my own tuxedo press. And I got a soap button on my vest. And tonight I got to look my best. Lula's back in town. You can't tell my pets, my dames and coquettes. I sincerely regret that I won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. No, I ain't coming home until the fall. Then again, I'm not going back home at all. Lula's back in town, that's right. Lula's back in town once more. Lula's back in town.
Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints live on 88.5 KNKX. The new record, Western Soul, is out now, Birch?
It is. You know what I decided to do this morning? I put it up as a pre-order on my website.
Ah, bingo.
Yeah, so you can download it from Bandcamp, and I can mail an album out, and you get two free tracks immediately, and then when it comes out on March 9th, then you get the full album.
Fantastic. Yeah. And the website is birchpereira.com or The Gin
Joints? The Gin Joints Band.
TheGinJointsBand.com. You don't want to go to TheGinJoints.com because that's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, no, totally.
So tell me about the new record, Western Soul.
Yeah, so you know, I put out my album Dream Man 2 years ago now, and then over time, I've been writing all these original material. So in the last record, it was all covers, a lot of them obscure, but, you know, all tunes that have been done in the past. And so just over the last couple of years, songs in that era have been coming to me, and so I've been putting them together. So now this record is half originals and half covers. And obviously the last song we did was a cover, but you know, later we'll do a couple of the originals, and has a little bit more of a Western element to the record. There's this Jason Gutzel on guitar is a big part of that. He has this sound we both just love, like kind of old country rockabilly kind of guitar, and we love throwing that into jazz sort of songs and soul songs.
Yeah,
and,
I'm interested in asking you about that, because I find early jazz really, it's just that 30s, 40s swing thing worked as well as jazz in jazz as it did in country music. Yeah. And I think there's a real natural crossover there.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, and Western swing obviously is the like most natural crossover, and it just like makes a lot of sense. And but yeah, even early Hank Williams, sometimes I hear a guitar solo on like Moving On Over.
Right.
And it sounds kind of like a jazz solo to me. And then, you know, vice versa. And then you listen to Patsy Cline, and it just has, there's jazz tunes that became Western swing songs, then they became kind of pop country songs of the era, and it's just, there's a bunch of crossovers.
Right, and probably one of the more popular is the Ray Charles Modern Sounds in Country and Western.
Exactly.
It's a simple crossover right there.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about writing original music in this style. I know last time we spoke you said lyrics, getting the lyrics down is really important.
Yeah, I write melodies quickly and chord progressions quickly, but lyrics take forever. There's a couple of songs I'm working on right now that has been years, you know, just because it's, that's the slow part.
And we're going to bring Kate Voss to the stage and feature the group that will be sharing the stage that night. They've got a new record out called When You're Smiling, Sunday and Mr. Gessel, live on 88.5 KNKX. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
Great to have you here.
Thanks.
What are we going to hear first, Kate?
We're going to start actually with a song written by our good friend, Birch Pereira.
All right.
He wrote this just amazing song called A Love I Can't Explain, and we love it so much that we actually put it on our new album coming out March 11th. Here it is. I can't explain this feeling in my heart. I can't contain the loneliness that spreads when we're apart. I can't refrain from mentioning your name. Every time they speak of love, I hope you feel the same. I can't detain all this independent heart. It'd be a shame to never ever get the chance you starred. Would you see it through if I gave myself to you? Oh, what change a day? I just can't say a love I can't explain. Spreads when we're apart. I can't refrain from mentioning your name. Oh, every time they speak of love, I hope you feel the same. I can't detain all this independent heart. It'd be a shame to never ever get the chance to start. Would you see it through if I gave myself to you? Oh, what change a day? I just can't say in love I can't explain. Oh, what change a day? I just can't say in love I can't explain.
Sunday and Mr. Gessel live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Record out called When You're Smiling. Kate, tell us a little bit about the new record.
Well, we put together a collection of 15 songs, all kind of ranging from the 20s to 2016. We actually put a
tune of Birch is on there. We have a tune from Melody Gardot. So we have a mix of different songs. But we wanted to do something a little different this time around. All of our other albums are virtually just guitar and vocals and melodica. And we wanted to put some harmonies in there and some layered guitar work. And we have actually Adrian von Battenberg is playing drums on some of the tracks. So we have a really more of a Les Paul Mary Ford kind of style going on with this new album, and it's really, really fun.
Jason, I noticed a little loop on the guitar strumming there with the solo on top of that. Is that something that's new to you or something that you feel you've got a good handle on? Because that was flawless. That was flawless and beautiful. Was that a fluke?
No, I've been looping for 20 years. I used to be in electronic music when I was in my early 20s, and we played big raves, and I was playing MIDI guitar, and I'd loop tons of layers. And then I just brought it over to jazz just 2 years ago, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounded fantastic. It's like a third player just coming in ghostly-like. Yeah. Now, I'm also interested, Kate, to talk about your singing voice. The last time we spoke, you were talking about your mentor, Greta Matassa, being very helpful in your career. But your voice isn't like Greta's.
No.
And I wonder if there are jazz singers or singers out there that you emulate, that you're like, oh, if I can figure it out how to do what she's doing.
Well, Anita O'Day has been one of my biggest inspirations. Her phrasing is just unparalleled, and I love how she doesn't really use vibrato, and I mean, you know, the whole story.
Yes.
Anyways, but the thing that really kind of set me on a path to kind of forge my own sound was when I first started studying with Greta. I was like, I want to sound like Nina Simone. I want to sound like Carmen McRae. And she took me, grabbed me by the shoulders and said, you will never sound like them. And she's like, but you can sound like you.
Yeah.
And I want you to work on sounding like you. And so I've been working on that, trying to do it.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. The new record's called When You're Smiling, and we're going to hear another tune from Sunday and Mr. Gessel coming right up. Next, another tune from Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints.
Say, have you seen the karaoke? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It's got a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that sang. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicked, wacky, wicky. And when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love just for you. A new karaoke, its theme is a kiss and a sigh. Yes, you dream of a new karaoke where the music and lights have gone and we'll say goodbye. Two heads are gathered, they say are better than one. Two heads are gathered, that's how the dance has begun. Two lips that kiss you, sign yours and your mine. Oh, have a karaoke, it carries you away. Yes, we'll karaoke too. The break of day. Thank you. you done the karaoke. You'll never care to do the polka. And you realize the blue hula and bam, bula through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a karaoke lover. And when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love just for you. You dream of a new karaoke. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. Yes, you dream of a new karaoke, where the music and lights have gone, we'll say goodbye.
Outstanding. Gotta love that song. Bert Ferreira and the Gin Joints live on 88.5 KNKX. Jimmy Harrod adding the guest vocals on harmony there. Beautiful stuff. Adrian Van Battenberg drums. Ray Larson trumpet, Steve Tressler sax, and on that one clarinet, Jason Gessel guitar, and Birch at the bass and singing. And I wanted to mention the band Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints is a fluid kind of concept. There are often times when it's a trio, and boy, when you can get players like this, this is a great sound too. And 15 special guests, I say, on the CD, but some of them play on several tunes and others just one shot. Tell us a little bit about the many different varieties of the Gin Joints.
Yeah, I read the other day that when Steely Dan was recording Peg, they had like 7 different guitarists try the solo, and then they went with the 7th person. You know, it's like there's something – I really like the idea of just like working with all – a bunch of great musicians that have different flavors, and then you add that to a record. And, you know, Jason's guitar sound is a huge part of the record, but also Dan Renard played on a bunch of songs, and he has a very different approach. And so sometimes they're on the same song, and it just gives it a different flavor. And then, you know, Ray's amazing trumpet work. Jacob Zimmerman plays some clarinet on the record. Kate Olson plays saxophone and Barry sax on some songs to give it that bottom, you know, to the horn arrangements. And yeah, it's just fun. I don't know. I just enjoy like just approaching each song like it's different. I don't have to work with just the same arrangement every time. And on the record too, on this song, karaoke, Alex Chadsey plays piano. And it's... Everyone keeps asking me, who played piano on that? So I have to put that out there. So,
do you know what the lineup will be for the March 11th show at the Triple Door?
Yes, it'll be this band. We'll also have Dan Renard playing some guitar and a little bit of guest piano as well. But yeah, we'll have Jimmy and Kate and all that. Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. You were mentioning Kate Olson providing some low end on baritone sax. You have two different options for the low end on bass. You've got the upright bass we've heard a couple of songs on. And for our last song, a little bit later, we're going to hear you on the bass ukulele.
Yes.
And how did you come upon that instrument? Because I tell you what, it sounds a lot like the upright.
I know. Dusty Strings. I teach there and just showed up one day, you know, just in the ukulele section, and I was like, what is this? And there was a gig I was doing, I was flying to it, and I was going to bring my electric bass, and, you know, even bringing electric bass is a big pain these days. And I just thought about it, I was like, I could just put that in the overhead, because it's the same size as a viola case. Like a friend of mine's viola case, she was carrying it, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, this is exactly the same size. And so I bought it right before I went on this trip. I didn't even play it. I mean, I was like kind of a risky move, but I just bought it and I flew out with it and played the gig and everyone loved it. And, you know, and I've just like, it's kind of been my travel base ever since, you know. Yeah.
It's a great sound. And we're going to hear that instrument coming up on the third song. But for our next song, we're going to bring back Sunday and Mr. Gessel to the stage with Jason Gessel featured on guitar, Kate Voss singing and playing the melodica, in case anyone is wondering, not accordion or harmonica. Mm-hmm. It's that unique little instrument, the melodica. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
Hi, we're back. So we're going to do another song from our album. This is a Gershwin Brothers tune called It's Wonderful. And for the album version, I got Mr. Gessel, Mr. I barely say anything ever, Gessel, and the sound engineer to sing callbacks on the album. So you're not going to want to miss that. So I thought it would be fun if you guys are willing to do some callbacks on this one. So it's pretty easy. I'll sing, "It's wonderful," and you just say, "It's wonderful." There you go. It's marvelous.
Marvelous.
Oh my God, you guys are going on the next album. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. All soft and nice. It's paradise. It's what I long to see. Oh, you made my life so glamorous. No, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. No, it's wonderful. It's marvelous that you should care for me. Awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I long to see. Oh, you made my life so glamorous. No, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, no, 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 no. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Oh, that you should care for me. That you should care for me.
Sunday and Mr. Gessle live on 88.5 KNKX. Kate, one of the things I love so much about the band, besides the sound, is that there is a visual element. There is certainly a lot of style with you and your husband, Jason, from the outfits to the beautiful guitar that Jason just got a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And not something that the band takes for granted. You've got videos that show off some of the style of this band, too. And I wonder, is that a collaboration or is that Kate? Kind of leading.
Huh, funny you should ask that. It's a collaboration. When Jason and I first got together about 5 years ago, we decided, you know, looking nice and like playing the part is pretty important. You know, a lot of people listen with their eyes. And so you want to make sure, like, if you're looking good and you sound real good, You're doing okay, but you did forget to mention that I'm also an amateur comedian. So that there's that element for the shows too.
A triple threat: Kate Moss, and Sunday, and Mr. Gessle. Now, tell us about being kind of a I'm not sure if we would say fifth or sixth or seventh member of the Gin Joints. When you're married to the guitarist in the band, you kind of end up working with them a lot. And tell me about working with Birch in the gang.
Well, actually, Birch and I met, we used to teach at Westside Music Academy together in West Seattle. We played a lot of jazz gigs before Gin Joints was even a thing. And so when he asked me to do some harmonies, I sang one of the tunes from his last album, Dream Man. I sang on Tennessee Waltz. It was just a very natural and easy thing to say, yes, yeah. Birch, I can do that.
Well, I'm glad to have you joining the band, along with Jimmy Harrod on the other guest vocals with Birch Ferreira and the Gin Joints. And Birch, how are we going to finish this incredible double bill?
Well, we're going to play the first song on the record, which is called How Long. And I think this will give you a sense of why the album is called Western Soul. It's like basically off the sound of this song. So. Ready?
say come what may, but I've never been one to wait around. Never had the chance, the right circumstance, so here I am, wheels spinning on the ground. And I'm wondering when I'll find my way. Then I won't still have to say how long. Yes, how long did I see the sun again? How long? Yes, how long did I find that bone around the bend? Say what tends to ricochet when it doesn't fit my point of view. They say not too fair, well, to make it last, so what exactly am I supposed to do? And I'm wondering when I'll find my way, and then I won't still have to say how long. Yes, how long till I see the sun again? How long? Yes, how long till I find that bone around the bend? To say how long, yes, how long did I see the sun again? How long, yes, how long did I find that road round the bend? How long, yes, how long did I see the sun again? Yes, how long did I find that road around the bend?